It was a world independent of sunlight, oxygen, or anything else normally associated with life. This was a living system based not on photosynthesis, but on chemosynthesis, an arrangement that biologists would have dismissed as preposterous had anyone been imaginative enough to suggest it. Huge amounts of heat and energy flow from these vents. 2 dozen of them together will produce as much energy as a large power station, and the range of temperatures around them is enormous. The temperature at the point of outflow can be as much as 760 degrees Fahrenheit, while a few feet away the water may be only 2 or 3 degrees above freezing. A type of worm called an alvinolid was found living right on the margins, with the water temperature 140 degrees warmer at its head than at its tail. Before this, it had been thought that no complex organisms could survive in water warmer than about 130 degrees. And here was one that was surviving warmer temperatures than that, and extreme cold to boot. The discovery transformed our understanding of the requirements for life. It also answered one of the great puzzles of oceanography, something that many of us didn't realize was a puzzle, namely, why the oceans don't grow saltier with time. At the risk of stating the obvious, there is a lot of salt in the sea, enough to bury every bit of land on the planet to a depth of about 500 feet.